Om Shanti. The topic is experiment experience of seed stage is very deep and vast. One side, we want to understand each and every stage is unique and it has its own principles and qualities and way of doing it. And so many years back, once Sudesh Didi took a class for Gyan Sarovar Nivasis about seed stage. So usually, whatever the powers, whatever the qualities, or whatever the stages Baba used to explain to us, he always refers a physical form of it. Like tolerance, he refers as a tree. Accommodation means like a sea, a ocean. So like that, each and every stage has a physical form. Like Baba always says, seed stage means as a seed, a physical seed. The whole tree is merged in that seed. Like the seed is subtle form of the tree. So if I want to experience that, I need to have some qualities or preparation inside. Maybe we can do experience or experiment for 24 hours and tomorrow we can do maybe half session on that. If it is in my attitude or thinking or behavior or in my vision, then I can experience. Sudesh Didi said, it is not a seed stage means you can sit and you can experience the seed stage. No. It's a lifestyle. How I am going near to seed. Like Baba giving examples. You are still walking or running or flying stage or taking high jump. These are all the steps, like, right? First we will become Kalvari and horse rider and then Maharathis and then kings. So slowly our stage becomes subtle, subtle and stronger and stronger. Like that, if I am like a leaf, I can't experience the seed. So from leaf to come to stems, from stems to trunk, from trunk to seed, roots and then seed. So I need to merge whole tree as a seed in my life. So Didi is explaining how if you have a lifestyle of experiencing the seed. So Baba also saying that I got several points in Avyakta Murlis. In 77, Baba said, 31.177, to be ignorant of all desires means to have an extremely powerful seed stage. this is the sign of seed stage. If I am, I want to experience or I want to go into the seed stage, there is so many principles. The first principle is ignorance of desires. If one content person cannot have any desire, if I am content, I am happy, what else I want? If I am experiencing supersensuous joy, then I won't search for happiness or cheerfulness, because I experienced supersensuous joy, means that is, I am fully content. The other thing Baba says, those who know the method of merging the expansion become equal to Bab Dada. Just one technique makes us equal to Bab Dada. Means how much importance he is giving to the technique, the method of merging the expansion. So Baba is talking about how we are very quickly coming sound. We are very much pleased or happy or enthusiastic for talking or giving lecture or so many things. What I am having an interest to go beyond this sound. That means I am going towards to seed stage. Even in studies also, in school, they give you essay or some paragraphs, ask you make a heading, right? We are all know that. If there is 20 lines in a para, I need to give one sentence. So in that one sentence, summarizing. So if I am talking for half an hour, at the end I can summarize a one line. So I need to check myself. I am having interest in that expansion or in one line. If something happens or somebody did something wrong or some situation happened, what is my reaction? I am explaining the expansion or I am giving just summarize one line. What is my mind state? It is like an advocate or it is like a judge. So judgment always in a summarized form, as one line or two lines. The advocates, days, weeks, months, years, they will argue. So what is my mind state in each and every situation? how is my words, how is my mind, and how is my vision. What I am seeing, seeing expansion or seeing that's why so many skills person, wherever the wrong thing happened, their vision goes there. This is not right, you make it right. We will say, how you find out? You didn't see all this, just you noticed that thing. Because my vision, seeing particular, not expansion. Life expansion is body. Seeing a soul is summarizing a form, seeing a seed. And the strong seed, a perfect seed, detached from the fruit. It is very easy to take out the seed. The fruit is not ripe. The seed is still raw. It is very hard to take out. Right? So, in our lifestyle, I am not able to practice going beyond sound. In the evening, whenever you sit in meditation, it is very hard to experience that seed stage. If I practice my whole day like that, if I sit for half an hour meditation also, then it's easy to experience that. Because my attitude and way of thinking, everything is fully matured. This fruit is matured, then the seed can easily come out. If the seed still not matured, tangle into so many organs, tastes, visions, listenings, taste, it is very hard to come out. So I need to check my life the day at least, if I want to experience a seed stage, a powerful stage, then what is my schedule? How I spent my day? So if I spent like this, then it is easy to experience and have that power. If I don't experience, I cannot experiment. I cannot give to others. That's why Baba says, if you experience peace, means you already spreading peace. If you are experiencing, the vibrations automatically spreads. Like a candle never says, go light, end the darkness. No. Just you light up it, it will spread light. Means if I experience, then I am spreading. So the seed stage is most powerful stage. You can burn anything. Whichever the crop they grow for seeds, they take special care for that area and special attention for that grains. They give full, they make sure they're having full sunlight or water or good chemical proportions, everything. So in the same way, the knowledge, how I churn, how I take sunlight from the Supreme Sun, the sustenance from Him, it becomes like water. Then the seed having powerful proteins and minerals inside, and from that seed you get that powerful fruit, tasty fruits. If the seed is not taken care, it won't give you the good fruit. So this is the most important, how I am having a connection with a seed, supreme seed, and soul conscious. If I am taking support from souls or from elements or from the gadgets or technology, then my connection weaker with the supreme seed. I am the master seed, right? I am a creator. I am supported with my creation, then there is very less support from supreme seed. Then I am not strong. So the remembrance and yoga and then tapasya, and that tapasya become a fire when there is love in it. Where there is love, you can make anything. You won't give excuses. You won't see your situations. You won't see your capacity. You work beyond your capacity because you are having love. Isn't it? If there is no love, then all the barriers form boundary for you. Where there is love, you cross all the boundaries. So in meditation, in yoga also, if I am having that much love towards Baba, I will cross all the boundaries. All the situations. There is no any complaint, any comparison, any fight, no arguments, just love. when you merge in love, your emotions become more powerful. You will forget whole world. If there is only knowledge, you won't forget anything. You remember everything. If you have love, just Baba, finish. You forget all whole world. There is nothing in front of you. Just Baba. So the love is a fuel for that state, that powerful remembrance of creating the fire. So in fire, everything will transform. The shape, form, size, a smell, everything. So how much pull I am having towards the seed. Where there is love, you won't use any supports. You just use that love, that's it. If there is no transport, no music, no lights, no any atmosphere, still you merge yourself in that love. If there is no love, then you need everything to merge yourself. If I am in love, I can remember him or her, whatever I am, wherever I am, in which situation I am. I just calculate, I need to go there, I need to meet her, I need to speak, that's it. So how often I run to Baba, I remember Baba. That shows my love towards to him. If you have love, you blindly follow his teachings. There is no questions, no doubts, how, what, why, nothing. That becomes fire. Because of love, I burning all my sanskars. I am not seeing how, what, why, situations, nothing. Just remembering him. So, from today, from this moment, just practice, don't analyze anything, just feel how much love you have towards to Baba. What are all the things you crossed because of love? And experience it up to 24 hours. So tomorrow we can experience how it works in my soul or this body or for 84 births. Each and every time when you remember Baba, just keep love. just merge yourself in His remembrance. Even when you take a pet with love, it feels very comfortable and just merge itself in your lap or in your arm, just happy and silent. So I am also a pet, a puppet for the Supreme, right? We are all pets. No? A puppet. He is making me any action. Right? He is a director. So use these two with love in His remembrance. See what is your experience. And enjoy this silence or enjoy this solitude. If I am in silence, I am enjoying it, or forcefully I am applying in my daily schedule. Oh, today I can't speak. Or today, oh, I can't speak. Then I can enjoy more expressions, feelings. Inside, okay, I am happy. I am not coming out. So if you speak less, people also like you. Isn't it? You also like somebody who speaks less. So apply this and watch in 24 hours how you feel, how you see, and how you behave. And each and every action should be royal. Whichever the seeds use for sow, they keep it separately and they store it very well manner. They always keep right temperature for that. So this seed is maturing, keeping right temperature to it, taking care of it. Not the fruit, a seed. So try it for one day and we will meet again tomorrow and then we try to experience. So make your fruit mature. Then tomorrow we will take out the seed. It makes sense for you. So now I will leave you because of some circumstances. I need to go to Shantivan. So maybe if you want to experience, I will leave you this half an hour for experience or make it plan for tomorrow for 24 hours. Maybe there is three more points. If Rajesh Bhai can read it for you, so you can have more deepness in the Thank you. Thank you very much. Om Shanti.